This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Children's Health and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Matt Davis. He is the co-founder of Mixed Pairs, a company that makes products that help you nurture children by embracing their natural curiosity, and the designer of Bite-Sizer's portable food scissors. Matt, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Nice to speak with you.
So tell us, first of all, what are Bite-Sizer's?
Well, Bite-Sizer's are portable food scissors that are designed to make it fast and easy for parents to cut food for young children down to the right bite size. They're perfect for reducing choking hazards. Little kids need small pieces cut up. They work great for baby-led weaning to cut food down to the graspable size that young children need to grasp to try it on their own. And they make it really easy to share the wide range of adult food that parents enjoy with young children.
Certainly creative. Anything that happened in particular that brought the inspiration to create these?
Well, as new parents, we were quite overwhelmed having a new baby in the house and all the crying and screaming and loss of sleep that came along with it. And we found that mealtimes were particularly vexing in the event that we needed to feed our son, and we only had one hand free. Cutting things up to get it ready to feed him with a knife and fork meant that we had to have two hands. And we went looking for a way to be able to cut food down to precisely small sizes to make sure that it was safe, but also do so with one hand. And so we came across people using food scissors, but we realized that the typical pair of kitchen shears that a lot of people have in their kitchen for cutting up chicken and the like they're way too heavy to carry around in a diaper bag. And we also wanted something that we could have with us all of the time. And so that led us to look at the market and to create Bite-Sizer's, which are portable and can go in a diaper bag, fit in a pocket, and they make it really easy to do all the things that we wanted, which was cut up food safely and be able to, at all ages, from right after purees, when the children are the youngest, all the way up through 4 or 5 years old, where they still need a little help because they can't operate a knife and fork all the way.
Excellent. You got to love these stories that bring inspiration and bring things to the market. How do you feel Bite-Sizer's can impact a child's appreciation for food and any development skills, and how do they make parents' lives easier?
Well, that's the big benefit of them. There's two parts. One is making things easier. Being able to cut food right in a bowl, to take food right off the parent's plate and put it right into a bowl and cut and just keep cutting with one hand. They work great for men and women, for moms and dads. We made sure that they fit the right hand sizes. So making it easy for parents that way, that they can just use one hand to cut up the food. The other thing that's really important, as we've reached out and talked to a number of pediatricians, a lot of people, it's pretty common progression that you go breastfeeding or formula and then into purees to introduce first foods to young children. And then after that, all of these parents are out on the internet going, what do I feed my child after purees? Because let's face it, if you go into the grocery store or into the baby store, there is an entire aisle of pouches and purees, but there's nothing after that. And what comes after that really is, quite simply, by the time a child has 4 to 6 teeth, they're pretty much able to eat just about anything that a parent is eating, minus a little bit of salt and maybe some spices. So sharing food off the parent's plate gives the opportunity for that child to be acculturated into the type of food that that family eats. If my wife and I enjoy very different types of food, but our family eats a certain type of food, we wanted our children to be able to eat that and to be introduced to that as at the youngest age possible, so that they would grow up with that being the norm, a wide variety of foods and flavors and real textures, so that they would appreciate that as they grew up, and we wouldn't end up as short-order cooks where the kid falls into the white foods diet where they'll only eat certain things. So introducing a wide variety of flavors and textures was important. And then the last thing is that it's really important for young children to be able to have their mouth stimulated, both in smell and in taste. And when they're drinking down straws and purees, they don't get the full smell and flavor texture because a lot of what we taste is actually smell. And if it's going straight down the throat, they're not smelling the food. But it's really important that they chew. And chewing helps them learn how to use their tongue muscles to move things around in their mouth, which reduces the risk of choking over their lifetime, but then also develops the muscles that are important for speech. So having them be actively engaged with all of their senses and developing the muscles in their mouth by chewing is really important from a young age. And so it's important to cut up adults' food and feed it to children at an early age and then progressing from there.
Thanks for the explanation on that today. We are with Matt Davis, the co-founder of Mixed Pairs, a company that makes products that help you nurture children by embracing their natural curiosity, and the designer of Bite Sizers portable food scissors here on eHealth Radio's Children's Health and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Matt, what would you say sets Bite Sizers apart from other food scissors?
Well, as I mentioned, they are basically fully fledged kitchen, heavy-duty kitchen scissors that have been reduced in size to make them convenient for cutting directly into children's bowls and to make them portable, to fit into a diaper bag so that moms and dads can have them whether they're feeding at home or in the car on the go or out at a restaurant. So portability is a really big factor. The other thing is we looked at the market, and anything that was portable enough, the size of the finger holes wasn't large enough for both moms and dads. And as a very engaged father myself, I'm a part-time stay-at-home dad, it was important that I had a tool that would work for me as well as for my wife. And so we made sure that the finger holes are designed to fit a very wide range of hands. They've also been designed to be ambidextrous, so left- and right-handed users can use them just fine. And we adjusted the finger holes such that they work with a vertical grip. That's two fingers in one hole and the thumb pointed up. We have some pictures on our website. And that means that you can just point the tip right down in the bottom of a bowl and go cutting away with one hand. And that vertical grip really sets the product apart. To make it easier for parents to actually cut the food up like that. We've got high-grade Japanese stainless steel for the blades that holds a blade really, really well. The other thing that's special that you can't see about the product is the blades have been tensioned with a spring washer so that they remain aligned over the lifetime of them. It's really important that we built a product that would last for the full time that a parent would need to use them. So that's roughly 6 months to 4 to 5 years of age. So we had to build something that was durable and would keep working over the lifetime of the product. Finally, the very special thing for children of young parents is there is a built-in sizers guide. The sizer guide is a small disc at the pivot point of the scissors, and there's a small indentation in there, about half an inch in diameter. And that half an inch is key because it is the size that the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that young children's food be cut to that size in order for safe eating. So there's an always-with-you reference built into the scissors.
Lastly, any new products on the horizon for Mixed Pairs?
Well, we've got these bright colors currently, blue, green, and pink for Bite Sizers, and those are great for in the bottom of diaper bags and making sure you don't forget them on the table. But we've heard some feedback that moms and dads might like some more muted colors so that they didn't look like they were running around with kids' products all the time, especially as their kids got older and they were carrying backpacks and the like. So we're looking at some new colors, some more muted tones that are a little bit more adult. And then we have a slew of related products that are going to be coming out this fall and into next spring to help parents have some more fun at mealtime and enjoy food as a family again. It's really important for us that kids come to the table and eat with the parents what the parents are eating, and that's what we were designing the product for.
Well, I think you've done a tremendous job here, and it certainly is exciting as well. Tell us in conclusion any closing thoughts or a final word along the lines that what we have been discussing today.
We're excited. It's a new product. We've only been on the market since last December, but the response from the market has been great. We continuously get feedback from parents that they wish they'd had these when their first children were younger, and that the difference in serving them table food, especially from families that are mixed like ours, with one parent who's Taiwanese and one parent who's American, multiple cuisines in the house, being able to make it easy for the parents to share the food with children has been really key, and people love that.
Once again, we certainly do appreciate your visit with us today. Tell our listeners where they can get more information on mixed pairs and also bite-sizers, and also how folks can be in touch as well.
Absolutely. Our website, which has all the information and you can buy the product there, is www.mixedpairs.com. Mixed Pairs is M-I-X-E-D-P-E-A-R-S, like the fruit. The product is also, bite sizers are also available on Amazon. You can just search for bite sizers. You can connect with us on any kind of social media, but we particularly use Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. And for all of those, you just search Mixed Pairs, one word. And we also have a series of videos up on YouTube featuring Dr. JJ, a pediatrician and chef, who talks you through tips and recipes about how to get the most out of bite sizers when feeding young children food off your own plate. We can be reached at contact.us@mixedpairs.com if you want to email us.
Well, very good, Matt. Thanks so much once again for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Matt Davis, the co-founder of Mixed Pairs, a company that makes products that help you nurture children by embracing their natural curiosity, and designer of bite sizers, portable food scissors. And once again, the website of reference is mixedpairs.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Children's Health and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.